A very good morning to you all, dear brothers and sisters in Christ. We bring you love, joy and greetings from all the brethren in India. Especially from many brethren in Karnataka. We thank our Lord for giving us this grace. To come here and to share His precious words. We also thank many brethren who are involved in this today's meeting. Today we are going to study the first topic, that is how to understand the Bible. And while I am speaking, I request everybody to kindly open their Bibles and make the notes. Okay, and if you have any questions or if you have any doubts, you can ask me after this discourse. Now we'll go to the subject. Okay. I think you can use more. It's okay? Dear brethren, the word Bible comes from the Greek word called as Biblos. The meaning of the word Biblos in English is actually Bible. What is the meaning? If you see, it means the book. It means the Veda of truth. Good. So one of the oldest books still in existence is only the Bible. The Bible has 66 books in all. This is divided into two parts. The Old Testament has 39 books. The New Testament has 27 books. It has taken the Lord to write this Bible a period of nearly 1700 years. So God has used more than 40 authors to write this Bible. All the writers were living in different time periods. Even then, there is no contradiction among the both the writers. This itself proves that Bible is not written by human being. This is written by God's Holy Spirit. That's what the Bible says in 2 Peter 1:21. Can anybody read from your Nepali Bible? आप पढ़ सकते हैं नेपाल में कोई है तो पढ़ सकते हैं आप
किनकि कुनै पनि समयमा भविष्यवाणी मानिसको इच्छाद्वारा आएन तर परमेश्वरका पवित्र जनहरू पवित्र आत्माद्वारा प्रेरणा पाएर बोले.
Thank you. So this clearly proves that Bible is written from God's Holy Spirit.
यो कुराले चाहिँ पूर्ण हामी विश्वास गर्न सक्छौँ कि परमेश्वरको आत्माद्वारा चाहिँ पुरा बाइबल चाहिँ लेखियो.
The printing press was invented in
1454 AD
by Jonas Gutenberg. And the first page to be printed and the first book to be printed was the Bible. Very good. So since then, the Bible is the most printed book. And the Bible is the only book translated in all the languages of this world. It is the most sold book. It is the most read book. And it is also the most misunderstood book. Why? Because there is only one book, but various misunderstanding. So many people use the Bible for various purposes. Like for example, if somebody doesn't get sleep, so they read the Bible to get sleep. If they see TV, they won't get sleep. If they see match, they won't get sleep. But if you read one paragraph of the Bible, you get good sleep. That is the reason many people, many Christians are not able to understand the Bible. There are some other Christians who don't even read the Bible. They use the calendar. In each and every day, there is a verse printed on the calendar. They just read this verse and claim that this is God's due meet in due season.
परमेश्वरले दिनु भएको वचन चाहिँ यही नै हो भनेर उहाँहरूले विश्वास गर्नुहुन्छ.
This is the daily manna.
यो चाहिँ सधैँ खाइने मन्ना हो भनेर बुझ्नुहुन्छ.
And there are some other more Christians who are quite better than them. These have the daily manna book. Daily they read only one paragraph. That's it. They won't even touch the Bible. But if you see, you can completely read the Bible in just 1 year. How? If you take a new Bible, if you purchase a new Bible, daily you can read 2 chapters in the Old Testament. One chapter in the New Testament. And you can completely read the Bible in 1 year. So hope you all have read the Bible at least once in your life. How many people have read the Bible at least once? Please give the hands. Half of the Bible?
Half?
Genesis?
Utpati?
Utpati? Gospel? Good. Good. Very good. Now, there is lot of denominations today among Christianity. Catholics, Protestants, Orthodox, Methodist, Baptist. So all these denominations are there. Why all these denominations have come into existence? It is because of misunderstanding the Bible. How? How? Let us see an example. Let us read Matthew 19 chapter 23 and 24. Kindly open your Bibles. Please see your Bibles. Matthew 19 chapter 23 and 24.
आफ्ना चेलाहरूलाई भन्नुभयो, म तिमीहरूलाई साँचो भन्दछु, धनी मानिस कठिनसम्म स्वर्गको राज्यभित्र पस्नेछ. अनि फेरि म तिमीहरूलाई भन्दछु, धनी मानिसलाई परमेश्वरको राज्यभित्र पस्नु भन्दा ऊँटलाई सियोनको नाप्तीबाट छिरेर जान सजिलो हुनेछ.
Very good. Did you observe here? Jesus tells it is easy for a camel to go through the needle's
eye.
Okay. How can a camel go through needle's eye? For a small thread to go into the needle side is very difficult. Then how can the camel go through the needle side? Correct, no? How? What is the answer for this one? Is Jesus making a joke? No. So whatever it tells, it is the truth. Thy word is truth. Then what is the meaning of this one? Next. Genesis 2nd chapter 16 and 17th verse. Here, Jesus said to Adam not to eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. But if you eat the fruit thereof, the same day you will die. But did Adam die the same day? No, very good. Adam continued to live for a period of 930 years. How? Did God tell a lie? No. So, some people tell that Adam died spiritually. Same day he died spiritually. But died bodily 930 years. But whatever we tell, it should be in the Bible. What does the Bible say? If anybody has to die spiritually, then first he has to be created spiritually. Then only Adam can die spiritually. Come, let us see what does the Bible say about the creation of Adam. First Corinthians 15 chapter 46-47. Gopalgunan, you can tell any of them to read. You can select the names also.
Okay.
So this verse clearly tells that Adam was not created spiritually.
This
is a problem? You can come here.
can speak louder.
You can speak louder. You want to join me? You can join me.
It's okay, brother.
It's okay? Okay. So, this verse clearly tells that Adam was created naturally from the earth. Okay. So this clearly proves that Adam could never die spiritually as he was not created spiritually at all. Okay. Then why did not Adam die the same day? Let us come to the third question. Matthew 13 chapter verse 12. Good. So this verse says, whosoever has, to him more shall be given. And whosoever doesn't have, even what he has, that shall be taken from him. Is this correct? If anybody is not having money, God should give to him now. Instead of that one, taking from him, what justice? Already who has, what is there to give him more? Already who has more, what is the use of giving him more? This is partiality. So what is the meaning of this verse? There are so many questions like this in the Bible. Therefore, Bible has become the most misunderstood book. But if we ask our Lord, our Master, Lord Jesus Christ, He will definitely answer or not. Therefore, Jesus said, ask and it shall be given to you. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Seek and you shall find. So what is that we need to knock? What is that we need to seek? Knock the door of the Master. With lot of questions. And seek the answer. If we ask the Lord, will He answer or not? Yes or no? Yes. Now, let us go and ask our Master. Let us ask or not? Yes, very good. How many people say yes? Everybody. Good, very good. So, now, let us see how the answers, let us see what are the answers for this one. First of all, we need to understand the Bible is a locked book.
पहिलो कुरा चाहिँ हामीले यो बुझ्न जरुरी छ, बाइबल चाहिँ मोहर लगाइएको पुस्तक हो।
बंद करो पुस्तक, दैट मींस बाइबल इज ए क्लोज्ड बुक।
बाइबल चाहिँ छाप लगाएको मोहर लगाएको पुस्तक हो।
वेरी गुड, कन्टिन्यू।
अनि यदि तिमीहरूले पुस्तकको मुठा कुनै पढ्न सक्ने मानिसहरूलाई यसो भनेर दियो भने दया गरी यो पढ्नुहोस्। त्यसले जवाफ दिएर भनेछ, अह म पढ्न सक्दिन, त्यो छाप लगाएको बन्द पुस्तक हो।
बन्द पुस्तक हो, कन्टिन्यू।
अथवा यदि त्यो पुस्तकको मुठा कुनै पढ्न नसक्ने मानिसलाई यसो भनेर दिए मैले भने दया गरी यो पढिदिनुहोस्। त्यसले भनेछ, मलाई त पढ्नै आउँदैन।
पढ्नै आउँदैन। So that means I learn Nepal, don't worry, no need. So Bible is a closed book. Even a very intelligent person can't understand the Bible. Even a fool also can't understand the Bible. Fool, mutal. So, without God's grace, without God's Holy Spirit, nobody can understand the Bible. Because it is a locked book. To open this lock, we need a proper key. There are three keys to unlock the Bible. Very good. First key. Isaiah
बाइबलमा नै पाउँछौँ अनि यस यो पदले भन्न खोजेको चाहिँ अर्थ चाहिँ त्यही नै हो
बट वी नीड टु सीक फ्रम द बाइबल एन्ड रीड
तर यी प्रश्नहरूको उत्तर पाउनको निम्ति चाहिँ हामीले बाइबल नै बाट चाहिँ खोज्नु जरुरी छ
हाउ डु वी सीक
हामी कसरी हेर्ने त
हाउ डु वी सर्च
हामीले कसरी खोज्ने
The verse says, it's God's Holy Spirit. So this is the first key. Very good. The second key. Isaiah 28 chapter verse 9 and 10. Okay, so this word says, whom shall God teach the Bible? And how does God teach the Bible? It is not from Genesis to Revelation. That type of study is also good. But that way, we won't be able to understand the Bible completely. This verse clearly says, it shall be here a little, there a little. This is the way we need to read the Bible. Here a little, there a little. This is the second key. Third key. 2 Timothy 2:15. Very good. It says, study to show thyself approved, a workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So, the word of God has to be divided properly. This is the third key. Now, let us find the answers to the three questions what we saw using the three keys. What is the meaning of this one? How can a camel go through needle side? The answer for this we need to search from the Bible. Actually, the city of Jerusalem was a fortress. It had 12 gates. It is given in book of Nehemiah. Fish gate, golden gate, old gate, valley gate, dungate, etc. 12 gates are given. And these gates used to be closed by 6 p.m. in the evening. So, if you close this gate, how will the people go in the night? So, there was a small gate inside the big gate. That was called as the needle's eye. So, Jesus was referring for a camel. Why? Because in olden days, the rich people used to travel on camels. You remember Job, Abraham, everybody had a lot of camels. But what the poor people did? Which vehicle they had? Tell me, which vehicle the poor people traveled on? What is it? Feet. Which vehicle, you tell me? Which scooter, you know? Donkey, correct. Correct. Jesus, that is the reason Jesus came on a donkey.
Okay.
In the Zechariah, the verse is given clearly.
Okay.
So, the rich people, usually they used to travel on camels and bring lot of luggage. But if they came to Jerusalem by 6 p.m., then the main gate will be closed. He can't go inside with the camel. He has to unload the camel of all his luggage. Then pass through that small door. Take the camel, take all the luggage. Then again load it and go to the home. Will any rich people do like this? No. That is the reason there was lot of inn outside the walls of Jerusalem. In hotels, small rooms. Where was Jesus born? Where was Jesus born? Godama. What did it say?
Manger.
Manger. In Nepal, what do you say?
Goat.
Good. So Jesus was born there. You read from the Bible, Jesus was not born there. Jesus was born in an inn. There was no space, hence Jesus after the birth was kept in the manger. Okay, we'll show from the Bible. Don't worry. Anyway, Jesus used this example to prove that it is very difficult for the rich man to give everything to the Lord. Can we go easily? It has no problem. But for the rich person to give everything to the Lord, it's very difficult. So this is how you read the Bible. Search from the scriptures. Here a little, there a little. For the New Testament, the answer is given in the book of Nehemiah. Rightly divide the word of God. Now let us come to our second point. Why Adam did not die the same day? But tell me, why did not Adam die the same day? Why? Huh? You know? For our Lord Jesus Christ, one day means how many years? Very good. 1000 years. So Jesus told to Adam, in the day, in the 1000-year day, you will be dying. So nobody lived more than 1000 years. Everybody died within 1000 years. Now who lived maximum in the Bible? Who? Methuselah, how many years? Very good, Buddha. 969 years. He is the one who lived maximum for 969 years. So nobody lived above 1000 years. That is given in 2 Peter 3:8. So here a little, there a little. The question for book of Genesis is given in 2
Peter 3:8.
Rightly dividing the word of God. For the Bible, Bible is the dictionary. So you need to search from the Bible. Very good. Now let us come to the third point. Whosoever has, to him more shall be given. But whosoever doesn't have, even whatever he has, that shall be taken from him. Now why did Jesus say this one? Did Jesus ever speak about money? Did Jesus ever speak about money anywhere in the Bible, at least once? He did many miracles. He did many wonders. but never gave money to anybody.
उहाँले धेरै चमत्कारहरू गर्नुभयो है, धेरै आश्चर्यकर्मको कामहरू गर्नुभयो, तर उहाँले कसैलाई पनि रुपैयाँ पैसा चाहिँ दिनु भएको छैन.
Then, do you think that Jesus is here speaking about money?
अनि त्यसो हो भने के तपाईँलाई यस्तो लाग्दछ यो चाहिँ यीशुले चाहिँ पैसाको बारेमा बोल्नु भएको हो यो वचन?
No. Then what is the answer? We need to read one verse before. Very good. Read verse 9, 10, 11. Matthew 13, chapter 9, 10, 11. That means Jesus is giving the reason why he wants to speak only in parables. And he tells why I want to speak in parables is because unto you it is given to understand the secrets of the kingdom. Verse 11. So, who has interest to them, more will be given. So, more understanding about the Bible will be given to them. But whosoever doesn't have any interest on Word of God, even what little interest he has, that also will be taken from him. Therefore, this is the way we need to understand the Bible, using the three keys. Search the Bible first. Second, here a little, there a little. Third one, rightly divide the word of God. Therefore, to understand the Bible, you see, there are 10 important methods or 10 types of languages in the Bible.
अनि बाइबललाई बुझ्नको निम्ति चाहिँ दसवटा भाषाहरूलाई अथवा दसवटा तरिकाले लेखिएको कुराहरूलाई चाहिँ हामीले बुझ्नु जरुरी छ.
The first language is a direct language.
अनि पहिलो चाहिँ प्रत्यक्ष भाषा.
That means the way it is, that is the meaning. Though there is no secret meaning, there is no inner meaning in that verse.
अनि यो डाइरेक्ट ल्याङ्ग्वेज प्रत्यक्ष भाषा भनेको चाहिँ त्यहाँ चाहिँ कुनै रहस्यकर कुराहरू हुँदैनन्, अनि यो चाहिँ जे भनेको हो त्यो नै हो त्यसको अर्थ चाहिँ.
लाइक जीसस वेप्ट,
जस्तै उदाहरणको लागि यीशु रुनुभयो.
इट मीन्स जीसस क्राइड, दट्स अल.
अनि यसको अर्थ चाहिँ के हो, यीशु रुनुभयो त्यति मात्रै हो.
दिस इज द फर्स्ट ल्याङ्ग्वेज.
अनि यो चाहिँ पहिलो भाषा हो.
Second is symbolic language. Like a camel going through the needle's eye. That is not a direct language. The meaning is totally different. Very good. The third is parabolic language. Jesus spoke many parables. The parable of the sower. So the seed fell into various types of ground. The birds came and picked it up. It has got all meaning. The seed means God's words. The man is Jesus Christ. And the bird means the devil. All the meaning for each and every word has to be taken from the Bible. Very good. The next language is type and anti-type. Okay, I'll give you an example. Abraham sacrificed his only son Isaac. This is like God sacrificing Jesus. So all the things in the Old Testament, it's got a real meaning in the New Testament. Like for tabernacle, the temple. It has all got meaning. Colossians 2nd chapter 16 and 17. So all the things written in the Old Testament, it is actually signifying Christ. The fifth language in the Bible is dreams and vision. There is a lot of dreams and visions in the Bible. Pharaoh saw a dream. It had a meaning. Daniel saw a dream. It got a meaning. We have to study these dreams in the same way. The sixth is dispensational truth. Like for example, past, present, future. Vartaman. So, Bhutkal, Bhavishyatkal, or Vartamankal. So that is the dispensational truth. Example, in Moses' days, you could have multiple marriages.
Moses' days, or 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 चलन थियो पाइन्थ्यो पनि
बट नाउ यु क्यान ओन्ली म्यारी वन्स
तर अब चाहिँ एकपटक अथवा एउटैसँग मात्रै विवाह गर्न पाउनुहुन्छ
इन द फ्युचर दे वोन्ट बी म्यारेज एट अल
अनि भविष्यमा गएर चाहिँ विवाह भन्ने कुरा चाहिँ हुँदै हुँदैन
So certain verses are applied for a certain particular period.
समय अनुसार चाहिँ हामीले यो कुरालाई देख्न सक्दछौँ समय अनुसार चाहिँ समय त्यो पदहरूलाई चाहिँ हामीले हेर्नुपर्ने हुँदछ
Next, the seventh is a prophetic language.
सातौँ चाहिँ भविष्य सूचक भाषा हो
Which is the first prophecy in the Bible? Who can tell me?
भविष्यवाणी चाहिँ कुन हो जुन बाइबलमा छ सबैभन्दा पहिलो भविष्यवाणी
फर्स्ट प्रोफेसी हु क्यान टेल मी नो प्रोफेसी ओके
छैन अब मान्नु गरेको
जेनेसिस 3:15 दिस इज द फर्स्ट प्रोफेसी अफ द बाइबल
यो चाहिँ उत्पत्ति 3:15 हो जुन चाहिँ पहिलो अनुमानी हो
क्याटेगोरी
कृपया एक्जामले पढिदिनुहोस्
अनि तेरो र त्यस स्त्रीको बिचमा अनि तेरो सन्तान र त्यसको सन्तानको बिचमा भन्छ भन्ने हामी दिनेछु जसले तेरो उसले तेरो टाउको पुच्याउनेछ र तैले त्यसको विचार गर्छ
So, here the seed of the woman shall bruise the serpent's head, it is said. So, what is the meaning of this one? Prophetic language has to be studied in the prophetic language itself.
है भाषाहरू त्यही भएको कारणले गर्दाखेरि यसको अर्थलाई पनि हामीले त्यही तरिकाले नै भविष्य सूचकका कुराहरूलाई लिएर चाहिँ हामीले पढ्नुपर्ने हुँदछ
एट लैंग्वेज इज कन्टेक्स्टुअल स्टडी
आठौँ चाहिँ
कन्टेक्स्ट
पृष्ठभूमिलाई लिएर चाहिँ हामीले पढ्नुपर्ने हुँदछ
एक्जाम्पल वी जस्ट स्टडीड म्याथ्यु 13 चैप्टर Whosoever has, to him more shall be given.
So we should not take one verse and build a big story. हामीले एउटा पदलाई मात्रै लिएर चाहिँ धेरै ठुलो है हुन्छ नि सिद्धान्तहरूलाई चाहिँ खडा गर्नु हुँदैन
जस्ट स्टडी द वर्स बिफोर एन्ड आफ्टर वी कम टु द करेक्ट अंडरस्टैंडिंग अफ दैट वर्स
हामीले चाहिँ बाइबलको अगाडि बाइबलको पछाडि है के लेखेको छ भन्ने कुरालाई चाहिँ हामीले बुझ्नु पर्ने हुन्छ
द नाइन्थ वन इज क्रोनोलोजिकल मेथड
नो चाहिँ
कालगणन विज्ञानले
के भन्दछ भने मानिस जातिहरू चाहिँ हजारौँ वर्ष अगाडि चाहिँ बनिएको
हो
बाइबलले के भन्दछ त्यसो भए
So we need to take the calculations from the Bible and see how many years since the creation of Adam. There are many dates given in the Bible. So we will be studying all those things. So the last one is topical study.
अन्तिम भाषा चाहिँ विषयलाई लिएर पढिनु हो
दिस इज भेरी इम्पोर्टेन्ट
यो चाहिँ एकदमै महत्त्वपूर्ण छ
लाइक फर एक्जाम्पल
उदाहरणको लागि
द बर्थ अफ जीसस
येशूको जन्म चाहिँ
इज नॉट गिवन इन वन चैप्टर अफ द बाइबल
अनि येशूको जन्मको मिति चाहिँ एउटा बाइबलमा भएको एउटा च्याप्टर अथवा अध्यायमा मात्रै छैन.
How he will be born is given in somewhere else. How he will grow, it is given some other place.
उहाँ कसरी हुर्कनु भयो, उहाँ कसरी कहिले जन्मनु भयो भन्ने कुरा चाहिँ फरक फरक पुस्तकहरूमा अथवा अध्यायहरूमा दिएको छ.
And how he will die, it is given in still other place.
उहाँ कसरी मर्नुहुनेछ भन्ने कुरा चाहिँ अन्य पुस्तकहरूमा अथवा अध्यायहरूमा दिएको छ.
We need to gather all these verses. And study, this is the topic we'll study.
This
is what we are going to do, God willing. For this one, today we have the blessings of the concordance.
अनि यसको निमित्त चाहिँ हामीलाई चाहिँ एउटा आशिष छ जुन चाहिँ कन्कॉर्डेन्स भन्ने हो.
Where we can gather all the verses and study.
अनि जसको माध्यमबाट चाहिँ हामी हरेक पदहरूलाई चाहिँ एक ठाउँमा भेला गर्न सक्छौँ र अध्ययन गर्न सक्छौँ.
If we study the Bible in this way,
तपाईँहरूले यसरी नै बाइबललाई अध्ययन गर्नुहुन्छ भने
we will come to a clear understanding.
हामी चाहिँ पूर्ण तरिकाले चाहिँ हामी
Therefore, Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and truth shall make you free." Not that you shall know the truth, and truth shall confuse you. But truth shall make you free from all doubts, all questions.
अनि सत्यताले चाहिँ हामीलाई हाम्रो डाउट्सहरूमा हो हाम्रो शङ्काहरूमा चाहिँ हामीलाई फ्री बनाउँदछ स्वतन्त्र बनाउँदछ.
Therefore, the three keys to unlock the Bible is first of all, search from the scriptures.
त्यसै कारणले गर्दाखेरि बाइबललाई खोल्नको निमित्त चाहिँ तिनवटा चाबीहरू दिएका छन् अनि पहिलो चाबी चाहिँ खोज्नु हो.
Second one, tell me.
दोस्रो चाहिँ के हो?
Here a little, there a little. Very good. Third one? Rightly divide the word of God. Rightly divide the word of God. Okay, the 10 methods. First one, direct method. Second, symbolic method. Third one, parabolic method. Fourth one, type and anti-type. Then, then dreams and visions. Next, the dispensational method. Then the prophetic method. Contextual method. Then chronological method. The last one is the topical method. So, dear brethren, I hope this study was useful for you.
म विश्वास गर्दछु अनि अध्ययन चाहिँ हामीले हेरेको क्लास तपाईँहरूको लागि एकदमै युजफुल छ.
सो देयर इज अ डिफरेंस बिट्विन बाइबल स्टडिङ एन्ड बाइबल रिडिङ.
त्यही भएर हामीले चाहिँ यो बुझ्न जरुरी छ कि बाइबल पढ्नु र बाइबल अध्ययन गर्नु चाहिँ फरक कुरा हो.
सो हियर वी डु बाइबल स्टडी नॉट बाइबल रिडिङ.
यहाँ चाहिँ हामीले बाइबललाई अध्ययन गरिराखेका छौँ बाइबललाई पढिराखेको होइन.
So may Lord bless these words.
अनि परमेश्वरले तपाईँहरूलाई आशिष दिनु भएको होस्.
Okay, thank you. Lord bless.
धन्यवाद.
विशेषतः तपाईँहरूलाई धन्यवाद, तपाईँले ध्यान सुन्नु सिक्नु भएको छ।